From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Today we have a special report about the farm economy.
Each year, the Feeding the Economy report measures the downstream, off-the-farm economic impact of U.S. agriculture. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the report tracks three layers of impact.
The first is direct activity, which includes the base level of food and ag production that is traditionally measured, but it also measures supply industries like transportation, finance, equipment, manufacturing inputs at that second stage. And then lastly, the ripple effects of those two stages on how wages are earned and spent throughout the rest of the system.
With the overall farm economy struggling, Munch said it's vital to highlight the broad economic importance of agriculture in America.
So all the benefits we were talking about, jobs, wages, tax revenue, they're tied to where that production happens. If production shifts overseas due to cost pressures, regulatory burdens, or competitive challenges, that economic activity moves with it. So it's not just about the food supply, it's about all these other jobs. Jobs, tax revenue, and economic commerce that supports industries across every corner of every state.
You can learn more or read the report at feedingtheeconomy.com. Chad Smith, Washington.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Our pearl of wisdom today came in by letter mail from listener Heather Jean Reardon, who says, "You shouldn't resent growing old. Many are denied that privilege." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.